So, the pharmacy chain Walgreens is waiting for federal approval to buy up the competitor Rite Aid, a big consolidation in the retail pharmacy sector, to take on rival CVS. For more on this, we're joined from New York by Jonathan Palmer. He's Bloomberg Intelligence Analyst and reports on the retail pharmacy sector. Jonathan Palmer, thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, how do these rank in terms of one, two, three? What's the relative scale of these three?
So right now, CVS is the largest pharmacy in terms of the number of retail stores with about 9,700. They're followed by Walgreens with about 8,200. And in third place, we have Rite Aid with about 4,500 stores. So the acquisition of Rite Aid by Walgreens would bring the combined total for the two companies somewhere in the neighborhood of 12,000 pharmacies.
It would be number one. Is bigger always better if you're in this business? What's Walgreens pushing for here?
Well, we've seen scale and the drive for scale across most of healthcare. Acquisitions are a big driver, you know, across every subsector, whether it's pharmaceuticals or pharmacies or medical technology. But for the most part, generally speaking, bigger is better. There's economies of scale. There's purchasing power. You could spread costs across a greater fixed cost base.
Why is Rite Aid available? Why was it on the market?
Well, Rite Aid had been struggling for a number of years, and the management team there finally was able to turn the business around and start to show growth again. At the same time, they improved the profitability. And so they made themselves somewhat of an attractive target because there's not that many assets out there that are of the scale with about 4,000 stores.
Can you describe geographically where these three chains are most dominant or most present, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid?
Sure. So Walgreens is based in Illinois, and as you would expect with their headquarters being there, they're predominantly Midwest focus with a lot of strength in that region. That's not to say they're not a national chain, but their core markets are in the Midwest. Rite Aid is based out of Pennsylvania and has historically been strong on the coasts, on the East Coast and the West Coast. CVS is based out of New England and Rhode Island, and well, they're pretty national as well, but historically they've been more of an East Coast footprint.
What is good for consumers here? If you got super consolidation, we've been talking about drug prices in this hour, and I don't know if the ultimate, you know, the pharmacist at the window where you actually pick it up has any power over that or not. But is consolidation good? And of course, there's everything else here. There's toothpaste and aspirin and all the rest. But what's good for consumers?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. You know, most of us have insurance in some form or another, and for the most part are somewhat indifferent to which pharmacy we go to, whether it's a Rite Aid or a Walgreens or a CVS or even a Walmart pharmacy. The real concern is for the consumer who doesn't have insurance, and these are called cash-paying consumers, and they don't have a lot of choices, and the price of the drugs matter. So the concern of the government is that in some of these markets where potentially there aren't a lot of competitors, if Walgreens and Rite Aid are really the only games in town, they might potentially jack up the price for the cash-paying consumer.
What about just in general? I mean, you know, it used to be mom-and-pop drugstores all over the place. Now, many, 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 many of those are gone. I assume between the three of these, this is a dominant share of what you'd find in a drugstore being sold. Is it not?
Well, interestingly, these are very large chains, but the drugstore market or the pharmacy market in the U.S. has about 67,000 or more pharmacies. So there's still a number of independents out there. We still have a couple big players in Walmart who has about 5,000 stores. There's the supermarket chains, whether it's Kroger's or Safeway and Albertsons or Publix. These are pretty dominant chains as well in their local markets. So there's still a lot of opportunity from the big three to that 67,000.
And for the cash-paying consumer who doesn't have insurance or sufficient insurance when they're paying for their drugs, their medications, what's the difference? If you get more consolidation in this industry, what might they face?
Well, I think the concern is that they'll always face higher costs when they go to get their prescriptions filled, and that's something the FTC is working to, you know, make sure doesn't happen in this particular deal.
How do they do that? Is that their main consideration on just a green light or not, or do they have more subtle control?
I think that's the main one. We've seen them review a number of pharmacy deals in the past. I mean, the industry has been consolidating for decades. Walgreens bought Duane Reade here in New York in 2010. CVS bought Long's in 2008 and Eckerd in 2004. And what they really look for is this cash pay, the impact of this cash paying customer, and the way they kind of mediate this impact is by requiring divestitures. And that's the big question on this particular deal between Walgreens and Rite Aid. What level of divestitures might the FTC ask for?
Do you know offhand what percentage of the revenues of these big ones, Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, tends to come from prescription drugs in their revenues or profits as opposed to, you know, all the other toiletries and supplies you find in a drugstore these days?
Sure. Roughly about 70% of the revenues or the sales come from sales in the pharmacy.
Wow. That is really interesting. Is that because their margins are higher on pharmaceuticals than they are on shaving cream?
Actually, no. The margins are lower. What they call the front of store, traditionally, you know, the beauty products and
bubble gum and all the rest,
all that good stuff. They actually make a better margin, but the economies of scale in the pharmacy and the volume is so much greater on the pharmacy side.
That's pretty incredible. And what about the consumer experience in these stores? They're consolidating, but is it clear who offers better service, better facilities, all the rest? That side of it.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. All of these big three chains are making a push to revitalize their stores. And one of the areas that they're actually focusing on is in that front of store on the retail experience as opposed to the pharmacy side. And you're seeing a lot of pushes into beauty products and healthcare products, home healthcare products. Walgreens in particular has been very strong in this area. Walgreens is a global company. They own the Boots chain in the UK. And Boots has their beauty line that is now offered through Walgreens store here in the U.S.
When are we likely to know if this gets a federal sign-off or not?
Well, the end of the year is the target for both companies. Their drop-dead date is actually at the end of January, so we're hoping to hear something in the next couple months here.
And what's the offer, Walgreens, for Rite Aid? What are they offering to pay? What have they offered?
They offered $17
billion. $17 billion. And if they buy it, it'll be Walgreens all over that?
Yes.
Well, there may be a change in the neighborhood. We'll see. We'll watch and see what the federal government does. Jonathan Palmer at Bloomberg Intelligence, thank you very much for filling us in today.
Thank you, Tom.